This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is now encouraging everyone with COVID-19 symptoms to get tested. Governor Polis says there are enough kits to test all symptomatic Coloradans, plus healthcare workers and essential workers who have contact with the public.
We've been advising people that they should stay at home and self-isolate if they have symptoms. That's what we're changing today. You can stay at home and self-isolate if you have symptoms, but we are now encouraging you to get tested. A month ago, that wouldn't have worked because we didn't have enough tests for people that had COVID-19-like symptoms.
The state has 32 test sites. They are in addition to normal medical facilities that also offer free testing. Colorado's largest utility could spend more than $100 million in the coming years on electric vehicle charging infrastructure. CPR's Grace Hood reports.
Xcel Energy's transportation electrification plan proposed 20 new charging programs for homes, apartment buildings, company-owned vehicle pools, and low-income communities. Some programs will offer rebates. One plan would defray the cost of wiring a home for EV charging and offer an optional bundled car charging service where Xcel installs, owns, and maintains the station. The customer would in turn see a monthly charge on their bill. Xcel submitted the plan to Colorado regulators late last week. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Red flag warnings today and tomorrow for the Western Slope and the Central Mountains around Vail. 90 in Grand Junction, 85 in Denver. This is CPR.